السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تعالى: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i kiram, respected brothers, our sisters listening of the madrasa, and those listening over the receivers. On Monday night we were discussing the Baitullah Sharif. For many of you who may not have been here on Monday night, I was discussing the tajalli on the Kaabatullah Sharif. And I explained that we are in reality making tawaf of not the stones of the Kaaba Sharif. It is a tajalli. It is the tawaf of Rabbul Bayt. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli is cast on that piece of ground. So even if there is no wall, if there are no walls, then too it will remain the Baytullah. We will still make tawaf around that area. People will face in that direction and make namaz. And just as a repeat, an example that was given, that if you have to say that this tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how can it be contained in a small piece of space like that? How can Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli come there? Or sometimes we say that the tajalli of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the hearts of the awliya-i siddiqeen. So how does that tajalli come there? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot be confined to any kind of space. So how are we going to understand tajalli then? So a simple example, that we have the mirror, and in the mirror we say that we saw the sun, or we brought the sun into the mirror. Little children can also hold a mirror towards the sun and then say, I brought the sun into the mirror. And then if we reflect that light that comes onto the mirror towards somebody, then it can dazzle his eyes, it can damage his eyes because of that reflection that's now in the mirror. Now you are focusing it in whichever direction. But that whole sun, which is millions of miles away, but that whole sun, we say we saw it in the mirror. Or we saw the whole moon in the water of the ocean. Or in the mirror. How can you see the whole moon, 240,000 miles away the moon? But we say we brought it into the mirror. Like that we say that we saw the person in the newspaper. If somebody's photograph appears in the newspaper, then we say, I saw you in the papers. Or did that person get inside the paper? But we say, I saw you in the paper. Or I saw you in the TV. In the TV screen I saw you. Now that person, wherever he may be standing, but now we see on the TV screen, we say we saw you inside the TV. So just for understanding purposes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalli is cast there. Like how we say we brought the sun into the mirror. Now that tajalli, the effects of that, just like how from the mirror, because the sun, we bring it into a small mirror, and that effect is not going to be that much. But the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is cast on that piece of ground, which we term as the Baytullah Sharif, is not the walls. The walls got its significance because of the tajalli that came onto their ground. Those walls now became bright and shiny with the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although we may not see it. And all the respect that we are told to show towards the walls of the Kaaba Sharif and the direction of the Kaaba Sharif, that we are not allowed to urinate in that direction, spit in that direction, and we make our namaz in that direction. It is all because of the tajalli that has come into that piece of ground, and now it has gone into the walls. So those stones now also became sacred. You cannot deal with those stones as you would deal with the stones of our own homes. Stones are stones. We will make our toilets with stones. We will make our bathrooms with stones. We will make our shops and business houses with stones. We will make different places with stones. The masjid also is made of stones. But we say the area of the masjid, it is sacred. Now those stones, you cannot spit on them. And you cannot do those things which you would normally do, or the kind of behavior that a person would have outside that area. You can't have that kind of behavior in that masjid. So like that, the tajalli now, because it went into those stones, so therefore it became sacred. The stones became sacred. And then not only that, but even the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif, which I did not mention last week, but the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif, there are many people who go to Makkah Mukarrama, and somebody will come and give him a small piece of cloth, and he say, this is the ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And where did they bring it from? From the factory, or from the place where they make the ghilaf, and the curtain, where the tailors are sewing. So from there they bring a piece, and they say, this is ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Now that is not ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif. It is not ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif until it is put over the Kaaba Sharif. Until then, it doesn't have any real significance. We are talking about Noor and Tajalli, NUR14479. Please remove your car. So now that ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif, until it is not put over the Kaaba Sharif, it does not have its significance. The significance will only come after it has been put over the Kaaba Sharif, even for 1 second. Even for 1 second, if that ghilaf is put over the Kaaba Sharif and then it is cut into pieces and distributed, that ghilaf now has got the tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif in it. And if we can't understand that, then these wires which are running outside, some of them thousands of watt, then touch it for 1 second. Just touch it for 1 second. Naked wire. Touch it for 1 second. And then see what it does. So if that wire can do that, and give such a kind of shock and such a kind of boost, then what about the tajalli of the Kaaba Sharif stones which came now into the Kaabatullah Sharif Ghilaf? And then because of that, then those stones around, which we term as the mataf, they got the significance. And then the whole Masjid al-Haram got its significance. So like that it goes on. All those buildings that at one time were there, which were hotels, or they may have been business houses, they may have been marketplaces, they may have been toilets there, they may have been wazukhanas there, or they must have been bathrooms there, whatever it was. But now that with the extensions, if they came way into the Haram Sharif, then 100,000 namaz sawab you making when you making inside that area. And yet that area at one time, those stones may have been the stones, or that piece of ground may have been the piece of ground on which there was a market, or there may have been a toilet, or there must have been a bathroom. But look at the virtue now, 100,000 times sawab, because it has become part of the Haram Sharif. This is what Makkah Mukarrama is all about. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving Makkah Sharif, place of his birth, he caused absolutely no harm to any person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam caused absolutely no harm. He was most loving, most compassionate, most considerate, most kind, most generous, most honorable, most noble. But look at the difficulties and hardships and tests and trials, until finally he has to leave his place of residence, his birthplace. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, parting from the Kaabatullah Sharif, Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajmain, they have to leave the Kaabatullah Sharif. What must have crossed their minds? 100,000 sawab for the salat day, for the zikr day, for the tilawat day, everything, 100,000. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turns towards Makkah Mukarramah when he's going out, and he says, "Oh Makkah Mukarramah, if you look at all the ahadith in this context, or related to this, the sum total of that and the gist of all is this, that, oh Makkah Mukarramah, I dearly love you. You are the most honorable in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, long before that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created that Kaabatullah Sharif, that piece of ground which we term as the Baytullah Sharif, the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Makkah Mukarramah gained its significance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born there. Such great love he had for Makkah Mukarramah. He said that it is the most honorable place in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But he attributed to the people of Makkah Mukarramah and said that if your people had not taken me out, I would have not come out from Makkah Mukarramah. But then again there was great hikmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Great hikmat of Allah Ta'ala. That he made Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam make hijrat and go to Madina Sharif. And then of course we know Madina Sharif gained all its virtues and significance. But my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, Allah Ta'ala give him good health, long life. So he says that if Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Roza Mubarak was next to the Kaaba Sharif, was just a few meters away, what would have happened to the Ushaq, the Ashiks, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? On the one hand, the Kaabatullah Sharif should have been pulling that make tawaf. And on the other hand, the Roza Mubarak would have been pulling that stand here and read Salat and Salam. So the heart of the Ashik would have been torn into two pieces. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy for the Ushaq of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you in Makkah Mukarramah make plenty of tawaf and give your heart to the Kaabatullah Sharif. And when you in Madinah Munawwara, then read a lot of Salat and Salam. So this virtue of Makkah Mukarramah, this virtue of the Kaabatullah Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained it to us. So this is what we were, was the gist of last, or Monday's talk. And then we came down to this beautiful poetry, and that is where we stopped. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. The haji who is making tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. Say, kahan meri qismat tawaf e haram, jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, way in my qismat, way in my taqdeer to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. Because people are going for hajj now. They say, oh Allah, way in my qismat to make tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif. Jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam, on that piece of ground which walked the Mubarak, Pak, pure, beautiful feet of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, where today I am going to be walking there. I know where my feet have walked. How many cinemas they have entered. How many theaters they went to. How many discos and nightclubs they went to. And how many haram establishments they visited. Or how many other haram places they walked. For how many haram purposes they walked. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. People go and visit places where poets were born. Shakespeare was born there. This chap was born there. That person was born there. Different people were born. So now they go and visit. They make them go around tour. Yet what was the seerah? What was so great about them? Many of those people whose homes that are visited, or those palaces and those forts and fortresses that people visit, what took place in those forts and fortresses? What took place? How much of zina was taking place? How much of music and how much of other haram entertainment? And now we can visit them. And here we say, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with his companions. And even before that final pilgrimage, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam making tawaf of the Ka'batullah Sharif. Ah, what a sight that must have been. How fortunate the gazes of those people were, who may have been sitting there and watching, or may have been accompanying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the tawaf. And especially in Hajjatul Wida, his 124,000 companions. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, right from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. As I explained, that the stones may have changed, but that piece of ground is still the same. Construction upon construction took place, but it's on the same piece of ground. So that tajalli. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is making tawaf. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam making tawaf. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam making tawaf. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam making tawaf. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. The greatest of all, after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is making tawaf. So what kind of noor that ground must have absorbed where the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked. And after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the awliya siddiqeen, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullah alayhi, Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, right down Khaja Nizamuddin awliya rahmatullah alayhi, everybody that you can think of, great, great, pious people, so many of them made tawaf. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم then again the ملتزم سے جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء stones may have been changing all the time but the ملتزم where نبی علیہ السلام also attached himself raised his hand and every محدث everyone who has related the hadith on ملتزم has always said because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that duas they are accepted. They have always mentioned that I made dua there and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted it. Even this insignificant slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so many duas that I made there, I have seen the fruits of those duas. Although we are not of any caliber, but it is Allah ta'ala's fazal, and because of the mubarak place that we attach ourselves to, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the duas. تو جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم where the sina and the chest of the انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام attached and the greatest after Allah then he says میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم we must go with a frame of mind where we must appreciate these great ni'mats it's not a holiday resort therefore نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام warned about latter times that the rich and the famous as we say, we'll be going for nothing but tourism. Just as we go other places and tour, say, I'm going for a tour of Makkah Mukarrama. Tour of Makkah Mukarrama. You can call it a tour, it's a different thing. But that must not be the intention, just tour. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there'll be just tourism. And the business people, it'll be nothing but commercial. buying and selling, nothing else. That will be the reason for going for Hajj. One is the person is actually going for trade and is making it quite clear that I'm going for business reasons. And by the way, I'll be making Umrah. By the way, I'll be making Hajj. Nothing wrong with that. They have to trade with the world. Otherwise, we won't get our food and drink and clothing and shelter there. But here what it means is that people will be saying, I'm going for Hajj, I'm going for Hajj. In the meantime, the niyat is not Hajj. The niyat is nothing but business. How I can make something out of this Hajj. And then the people who will be scholars, they will go there for no other reason except to score points, as we say. How many Hajj you made? How many Hajj you made? So they will be going to show how many Hajj they made. It will be nothing but for name. Nothing but for name. I'm just giving you the meaning. How much of bragging takes place? I made so many Hajj in a row, so many Hajj in a row. I was mentioned one time. There was one brother after many, many years, after about 20 some years, due to some reason or the other, he just couldn't make it for Hajj. And he was very sad and very despondent and very disappointed. There are many others also. But this particular one, then I asked him, I said, put your hand on your chest, take qasam and say, are you disappointed because you will be deprived of the sawab of this Hajj? Or it's because people are asking you, what happened this year? What happened this year? So you feel a little down asking what happened this year. So that whole chain snapped. So he said, it's very true. I'm feeling difficult to face the people. Now is that Hajj for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sake? We're finding it difficult to face people. Person should have accepted it. I said, in fact, this is a blessing from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that you cannot say, I made 50 Hajj in a row. Now start again. It will take another 20 years to reach. So sincerity and ikhlas will be lacking. That is what is meant there. So, kahan meri qismat tawaf e haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Kahan meri qismat tawaf e haram jis zameen par chale the nabi ke qadam. Jisse chipke the kul seena e anbiya, mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to reach it. Otherwise, that kind of mubarak and park place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should have made so much of conditions before we are allowed to even walk in that piece of ground. So much of conditions. So this Hajj, we were discussing Hajj and I said I'll continue inshallah. So this Hajj is some special kind of ibadah. For namaz, we don't need big money to make namaz. How much of money we require now to come and make our namaz? No money is required to come and make namaz. We don't have any kind of entrance fees here. You can make your namaz in Durban, you can make in Bombay, you can make in America, you can make in China. Namaz can be made anywhere in the world. Wherever the time of namaz arrives, you make our namaz. Fasting, you can fast in South Africa, you can fast in England, you can fast in America, you can fast in Asia or Europe, any part of the world you can fast. When the time for fasting arrives, you fast. Zakat, does it mean you have to go to Makkah Mukarramah and give zakat? Zakat also you can dispense and give in any part of the world. Wherever the zakat time arrives, find some poor people and give them your zakat. Hajj is that very special ibadah. The time is fixed also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew that there's going to be huge crowds running into millions. A time will come when it will run into millions. There was a time when it was very small. Now it's running into millions. So did Allah Ta'ala not know that it's going to run into millions in the... So Allah Ta'ala could have made it easy and said, well, all you have to do is go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Hajj is make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, go to Mina, go to Arafat, and go to Muzdalifah. And from there come back to Mina, slaughter some animal, shave off your head, I'm going to make the waf-e-ziyarat and it's over. So now that could have been done throughout the year, just as namaz we make throughout the year. We can give zakat throughout the year. Fasting, we fast in the month of Ramadan, but anyway in the world. So like that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have made it easy. There was no need for these people to make so much of preparations when the Hajj season comes. What was the need? So much of preparation. Look at how many buses and how much of things are done just for the 5 days of Hajj. Just for the 5 days of Hajj, billions and billions of riyals are spent. Look at this monorail that's going to work now. And look at all the tents and look at all the other facilities that are provided just for 5 days of Hajj. That huge masjid there, just look on, look at it. It's only open on the day of Arafah. Finish. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have said, well, all the Haji sahibs, all the Hujjaj, you got the whole year round. Why come and crowd up there? Look for a good time and opportunity. Whenever you got some free time, then go to Makkah Sharif and make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. And then go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Carry out the rituals of Hajj and finish. You are a Haji sahib, any part of the year. But does anybody accept that? This great wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it's a very special kind of ibadat, very special kind of ibadat. And then, for those people that are living there, it may be different. They too, to some extent, have to spend something to spend the 5 days. But like that, people from other parts of the world look at the expenses. And especially from our country and other countries, where it has become exorbitant. The poor man can't even think of going for Hajj. But still I say, why don't depend, don't believe, and don't have that kind of yaqeen, that our Hajj is dependent on accreditation and registration and administration and all kinds of station. Don't believe in that. It is dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepting the labbaik of the person. The poorest of the poor will then make it to Hajj. And sometimes the richest of the rich will not make it to Hajj. Yes, all these things what you term is like asbab, like how you have to make application for passport, you have to make application for visas, and you have to make application or you have to make arrangement for transport. So like that we will say that there is a need now to get this accreditation and to get this registration and get all kinds of things. That is like one of the asbab, one of the means that we have to adopt. But it is not dependent on that. What it is dependent on is deep-hearted du'as to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A begging and a plea to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that show me your holy house. Make me be one amongst those who are in Arafat, in Mina, Muzdalifah, amongst the large group of people that will be making Hajj. The person begs Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and will be surprised how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the doors. There are incidents in the lives of so many people. So that is what it is dependent on. Because when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was told to call towards Hajj, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in this wilderness, if I'm going to call out, who is going to listen to my call? You do the call. That labbaik Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it reach the arwah and the souls of the people also that were not even born. And whoever made labbaik, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless that person with Hajj. Of course we have to make some effort and show some kind of desire to go there. As a Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, one person said, Hazrat, I really desire to go for Hajj. He's a rich person, years and years gone by, he doesn't make any arrangement, he says, I want to go for Hajj. So Hazrat told him, all right, no problem. You bring so much cash and give it to me. Bring your passport. Get the visas. And then I will buy your ticket. And then take you to the airport. Put you on the plane. And then make dua, Ya Allah, make him make his Hajj properly now. You don't want to do anything. So tumhe hawai jahaz par chadha kar phir hum dua karenge. Ya Allah, inka Hajj sahi tarike se karwa diye. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء mere seene ko haasil hai wo multazam. Moajza hai ke aalate peymana the, moajza hai ke aalate peymana the, waste duniya mein hai kaaba-e muhtaram. Moajza hai ke aalate peymana the, waste duniya mein hai kaaba-e muhtaram. They didn't have all the instruments. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the Kaaba Sharif right in the center of the earth. Look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Bubble first rose there. And thereafter it was spread, the earth was spread. And all the scientific facts also now, and all the satellite photographs also, they point towards the same thing that is right in the center. Otherwise it was like that one person was, he said, I'll become a Muslim if you answer my two questions. So what's your question? He said, first of all, tell me that how many stars there are in the sky. Who's going to ask, know exactly how many stars in the sky? So there was a goat, very hairy goat, near this simple person. He said, no problem. You want to know how many stars in the sky? As many as the hair on this goat. So you sit and count it, and then I'll exactly the same amount on the sky. Then he said, what is the center of the earth? So with his stick he went like that and placed it there. And he said, exactly here. Now from here you measure this way, that way, that way. It's exactly here. So now that was a different thing. There he said that mojiza hai ke aala te peymana te. It's a mojiza that aala te peymana te. But right in the center of the earth, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made the Kaaba Sharif. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless everyone with Hajj maqbool mabroor. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health, and the opportunity to continue, then Monday night for about 50 minutes, make yourselves available, we'll continue with this inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala may become pleased with us. Very short zikrullah tonight, because all this is also zikrullah. Zikrullah is not only Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. It is also Zikrullah. People are going for Hajj, somebody gets inspired. And then we too will get blessed, inshallah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल्ला जलालू. यार रहे यारब तू मेरा और मैं तेरा यार रहूं. मुझको फ़क़द तुझसे हो मोहब्बत, खल्क से मैं बेजार रहूं. होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का, तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं. अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर, विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इला. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर, विर्दे जुबा ए मेरे इलाह. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. او مائی بلوور اللہ, O my sustainer, O the sustainer of the universe, with your fazl, with your kindness, as a favor, give me the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. O my beloved Allah, you are well aware that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your azab, of your punishment, whether it is in the form of gale force winds or flood waters or earthquakes, or any other form of disaster. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of that. But we also know that something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn to us. So although we are deserving of your ghazab and of your anger, but we are asking you with your fazl and kindness and ihsan to give us security, give us amnesty. Rabbi Kareem, the governments of the world give amnesty. We are seeking from you amnesty, my Allah. Enters into Jannah without any reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Garche pur khata hai, oh Allah, we know we are full of sins, full of weaknesses, full of shortcomings, vices and evils. Par kaha jaye tera banda, where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? Which other door can we tap besides your door? You are the only one that will accept dirty, filthy people like us. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we are therefore turning towards you. Garche pur khata hai, par kaha jaye. We have come to your door, tere dar par tera banda. Your slave has come to your door. With great hope, great ummeed of forgiveness of sins. Great hope of your mercy, your kindness. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda va ummeede karam aaya. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim daiman abadan على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, الرحيم الكريم،
most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most tender. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, hame maaf farma, maaf farma, maaf farma. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, we are extremely weak servants of God. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, but you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are not propagating our sins. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Indeed, we spend so much of our life in negligence, indifference, heedlessness. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, we distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We befriended nafs and shaitan. Yet, my beloved Allah, you want to give us a life of happiness, of peace, of contentment, of satisfaction. You want to bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame and disgrace and humiliation. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, nafs and shaitan want to drag us into the fire of Jahannam. Yet we befriended nafs and shaitan and we distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we have realized our mistake. Forgive our past, my beloved Allah. Our future, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Whosoever is in hospital, in clinic, in homes, those who have met up with accidents, those who have undergone operations, they will be undergoing operations. Hey, Rabbi Kareem. Whosoever is sick and ailing, suffering from any kind of disease or sickness or ailment, bless them with complete shifa. We know that sometimes sickness, ailment, physical diseases, they can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, even if it is a rahmat and a mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. Change the weakness to the rahmat of strength. Change the, my beloved Allah, the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of good wealth. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization that you are watching every move of ours. There is no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. You who bless billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? It's just your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then if we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouth or drinking wine or alcohol or engaging in any kind of other haram action. You could have destroyed us there and then, my Allah. How generous you are, how kind you are, how compassionate and loving you are, how tolerant you are, my Allah. In spite of all our sins, you still give us to eat and drink and wear and dress. Hum namak haram hai, mere Allah. We eat the food provided by you. And when the strength comes in our body, we do everything displeasing to you. Using those very diamonds and gifts of yours, the gifts of sight and hearing and speech and wealth, hands and feet, Hey Rabbi Kareem, Tera hi diya hua khana kha karke, jab humare badan mein quwwat aur taqat aati hai, to teri hi nafarmani karte hai. But my beloved Allah, tonight we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Change the direction of our lives. Fill our hearts with the noor. And the tajalli that descends from Imam. Hey, Rabbi Kareem, bless us
with iman and yaqeen of the highest level. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with good health, with prosperity, with tawakkul and yaqeen in you. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your closeness, by Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Nabiyyu Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, how much of ihsan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon us. How much of sacrifices he made. He was stoned in Taif, his Mubarak shoes filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Rabbi Kareem, stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. The pins of the helmet penetrate his jaws. In the Haram Sharif, he goes into sajda, intestines of animal placed on his back. Oh, my beloved Allah, how much he prayed for us, how much he begged for us. Fill his muhabbat in our hearts. Bless us with the tawfiq of itaat and obedience. Ya Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Those whom you have blessed with children, make the children pious, righteous. Make them obedient to you, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the parents. Give the parents the tawfiq to give proper bringing to those children. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Humare hal par raham farma. Humare hal par raham farma. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, what will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, wherever mankind is suffering around the globe, remove the suffering and pain. Especially at present, my beloved Allah, in Pakistan. Ey Rabbi Kareem, unki pareshani takleef ko dur farma. Unke halat ko durust farma. Unke gham aur musibat ko khatam farma. Ey Rabbi Kareem, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of the world, my beloved Allah, wherever the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, remove this suffering and pain. Hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana de. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana de. Hum sab ko Allah wala bana de. Give us a taste, by Allah, of the sweetness of iman. Give us a taste of your qurb and your marif. How long are we going to walk the path of sins, by Allah? How long are we going to walk the path of sins, my Allah? The angel of death is sure to visit us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouth, or any kind of haram watching on the TV or internet sites. Ey Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Ay Rabbi Kareem, when he called out the Labbaik, and when the 124,000 shining stars called out the Labbaik, what a Labbaik that must have been! The angels will never listen to another Labbaik of that kind. Makkah Mukarramah will never have a gathering of that kind of hujjaj again. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak, ha vere Allah. One is our labbaik. Then immediately after labbaik, we cast lustful glances. Immediately after labbaik, we engage in sins whilst in a state of ihram. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are going for Hajj, bless them with maqbool and mabroor Hajj. Accept their labbaik. Make everything easy for them. Remove the obstacles from their path. Include us, may Allah, in their du'as. Ya Allah, accept their du'as on behalf of the ummah and all of us. Ay Rabbi Kareem, hamare hal par rahm. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. From all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual. Ya Allah, fulfill each one's good aspirations and desires. Students who are writing examinations, bless them with success in their examination. Make them assets for our Muslim community. Ay Rabbi Kareem, distance them from the fitnas. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those whose parents, wives, children, family members have passed away, fill the graves of those who are deceased with noor, my Allah. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabre jameel ajr azim to the kith and kin family members. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.